Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
With Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbarip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarnup Strong, 1-800-422-416. Australia unites to thank a first responder with 10 days of gratitude. First responders are the backbone of emergency response, providing life-saving assistance in moments of crisis. Despite their dedication, mental health challenges are common. In fact, one in three experience high or very high psychological distress from trauma experience on the job, much higher than the general population. This alarming figure highlights the urgent need for greater support and appreciation of sacrifice first responders make. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Danny Stanton. He's our regional director at Fordham Australia on the line. Danny, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Thank you for having me, mate.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important space, and hats off to all our respondents and the work they do in saving lives. But it is a lot of pressure on our workers. So we unite to thank first responders with 10 days of gratitude. I think it's a very, very important and a good gesture, yes?
Oh, 100%. Each day, the campaign itself highlights the unique contributions of each of the different first responders that we have. Mm. We know we've got people out on the seas protecting us, people in the air protecting us, people that come to our door when we call 000, and we want to make sure that each and every one of them gets the gratitude that they deserve.
Well, also in the work that they do, look, it puts themselves in danger as well, reaching out to save other people. So there's a big commitment there in more ways than one, you could say.
Oh, 100%. It's an incredibly challenging job. Very, very rewarding, but the challenges are very real. And these are normal people. These are people like you and I. They go home, their mothers, their dads, brothers, sisters, and they've got everyday stresses as well. So it, on top of what can be a difficult life sometimes, these jobs add extra pressure and extra challenges, and they deserve our support.
And we're also talking about a lot of people who volunteer their time as well.
Oh, 100%. They really, really deserve special recognition, in my view. These disasters that just keep coming towards Australia in cyclones and floods and fires, the majority of people that respond to those, protect our homes and protect us and save us, are volunteers, and they're amazing people.
Thank you, Danny. And how long have you been in the role as the regional director at Fordham Australia?
No, I've been in the role 4 years. I was a police officer prior to that for 11 years in Queensland. And, I moved over in 2021, and I've been supporting first responder mental health ever since.
Enjoying that journey there, Danny?
100%. Very rewarding. I just want to give back
good
to my peers and brothers and sisters out there that are protecting the community.
So is the how do people apply to be a responder as such? What's the process there, please, Danny?
To be a first responder?
Yes.
To be a first responder, you just get in touch with your local recruitment agencies for the police, fire, ambulance and the SES. So if you want to volunteer your time or you want to make a career out of protecting the community, then just reach into each one of those organisations, and there's plenty of opportunities there for you.
And you don't have to carry any professional background as such?
No, all the training's provided for each of those agencies. They'll give you everything you need to be able to go on and have a great career protecting the community. And as I said, it's a very, very rewarding job.
Danny, thank you very much. And once again, we all unite to thank first responders with 10 days of gratitude. Look, thank you very much. This is an annual gratitude space, isn't it, my friend?
It absolutely is, yep. 10 days of gratitude. We thank a first responder day itself, forming on the second Wednesday of every June. So this year is the 11th of June. So that's the main day where we can all come together as a community across Australia and really say thank you to our first responders and let them know we appreciate, we value, and we see them for all the amazing work they do.
And the fact that we're talking here on a national radio program going across the country, we're making the acknowledgement here. How do people out there support this acknowledgement?
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. Best thing they can do is if you, first and foremost, if you see a first responder out on the street or you live near a station or you know someone that serves the community, say thank you. But you can go onto the Fordham Australia website at www.fordhamaustralia.org.au. You can leave messages of gratitude there that we'll share with first responders across the country. And if they're feeling extra generous, you can always leave a small donation or support us in other ways to make sure that we continue to support the first responder mental health and well-being across the country.
Beautiful. Danny, thank you very much. Hats off to all the responders. Great work you're doing, and big shout out to your team. You take care, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Thank you, Trevor. Thanks for having us on, and thank you to all of your listeners. Appreciate it.
Take care, Danny. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Diddly on there. Danny Statton, his name is, Regional Director at Fordham Australia. Look, doing a fantastic job there. And we are all Australians. We're uniting to thank first responders with 10 days of gratitude. And the amount of work they do, when we're talking about police officers, paramedics, firefighters, emergency call operators, volunteers, in-state emergency, marine rescue and search and rescue organisations, they take on a physically and emotional grueling responsibility. And look, witnessing trauma, events that can leave lasting psychological effects concerning PTSD affects between 10% and 23.2% of first responders, and nearly one in seven, that's 15%, are impacted by anxiety and depression. So the fact that they put themselves on the line to protect and save and care for all Australians, it could also have a big effect on them in the physical, mental, emotional sense. So hats off to them. Thank them. And as Danny Statton, Regional Director for Fordham Australia, says, if you see a responder out there, acknowledge them. Thank them for the work that they do, and looking out for all of us. Too deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yana Strong? Yana up here on National Talk Black, the deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Yana with the Bully One here. Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yana Strong? 1-800-422-416.
While the riverbed hugs me, but without a mother, then we all have nothing. Can't even fathom the way they mistreat her. Leave her with nothing and suck dry a river. This is a world that we leave for our children. A place left for ruins, cause leaders don't listen. I'm sick of us preaching, they killing our motherland. Best believe she got that upper hand. You heard her, she'll reset herself again. Her biggest mistake was ever creating man. And this is what they done to her. Is it too late to fix? Maybe it's time that they listen to old way, cause old way is the way she's safe for our kids. She's protected us. I wanna stay.
stand tall in that one with my mother. But where's the respect when my kid taken from her? Where's all the love and the death and the honor for land that you live on by breaking the promises? Land of the lucky, not land of the mind. Destroying our country in front of your eyes, and you stuck staying blind. Stuck being quiet to the fact that the future's now been for our kids. Yeah, great rules the world, but I got a question. Where do you go when there's nowhere to dig? They poisoned our waters, they're killing our brim. They're gonna suck dry land till there's nothing to give. So as long as them county farms are in beers, my people will have nothing left for our kin.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yes, sir. we can live together in a more respected way. While I hope and wish that sometime this long fight will end, that we can live in harmony and be at peace again. Yes, it's up just being black, born on land, ruled by the act, laws made for people on reserve. Let me ask you, is this what we deserve? Let me ask you, is this what we deserve?
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi. Well, welcome back to our daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. New funding model, a turning point for Aboriginal children and families in New South Wales. Look, fantastic. ABSEC welcomes the landmark investment in Aboriginal family preservation. And with that, I'm going to talk to John Leha, ABSEC CEO. John's on the line. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well, thank you very much.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to your program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, John.
John Leha, I'm a Birrugaba Waka Waka man, born and raised on the land of the Gadigal Wangal people here in Sydney. Have the pleasure of being CEO for the last 4 years.
4 years. Enjoying that journey there, John?
Absolutely. There's nothing better than being able to serve your community.
Yeah,
so
second
really
that. Second that. Beautiful. Thank you very much. So, look, our new funding model, a turning point for Aboriginal children and families in New South Wales. So let's talk about the opportunities. Money is a tool. Money is at the table. We can do a lot more to help our families. So tell us about this new funding, please.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a critical piece of the puzzle, is in that really supporting our families to stay together and preserving those families. So the New South Wales government's investment and shifting investment to the Aboriginal community trial sector is a critical piece of the puzzle, and one that we've taken real pride in achieving this landmark decision, which will see about $350 million committed to committed by the Minns Labor government to fund Aboriginal community control organisations in New South Wales to deliver family preservation programs over the next 5 years, which is a real significant building block as part of the major reforms already underway by this government in partnership with the ABSEC and the Aboriginal community control sector at large.
Fantastic. So who can apply for the money?
The funding is linked to Aboriginal community controlled organisations.
Okay, yes.
Those that are already working in the space.
Sure.
But also for any new entrants that are looking to come into the community, to deliver services to the community.
Fantastic. And we were talking about the funds coming to support Aboriginal children and families in New South Wales. Are we talking education? We're talking clothing? Talking housing? What sort of activities can be happening with the use of the money?
The money that's being committed is to service providers to continue to provide preservation supports to families directly, or to families' children, supporting them with parenting programs, accessing other holistic support,
good,
connecting culture.
Yes.
There are an array of services that our Aboriginal community control service providers employ to support the needs of those families that they're serving. But they will differ depending on the community control organisation and any one of the towns across the state of New South Wales.
Fantastic. So when is the money released?
What will happen is that they'll go through a tendering process, and so that will open up next week. ACOs will then be able to, put their expressions of interest in while they'll go through an attending process. We expect that that'll go for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
At the end of that, we should hear the results, and we'll know which those were successful in that tendering process. But until then, we won't know who gets what until they've finished the tendering process.
All right, sure.
And there's $350 million available for the ACOs to tender for. And so we're hoping that any of the absolute community cloud organisations within New South Wales that are currently there put their hand up and participate in that tender to ensure that there is a significant uptake in the amount of investment that that the New South Wales government has committed to.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for the information. That's great news, and congratulations to all our mob there, children, families in New South Wales. As I said, money is a tool, so it's fantastic. And thank you for the information, John. All the best to you and your deadly team, and we'll be on soon, my friend.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Take care, John. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. That's John Lear, AB6 CEO, and talking about the new funding model, a turning point for Aboriginal children and families in New South Wales. So the Family and Community Peak Aboriginal Corporation has welcomed New South Wales Government's announcement of $180 million per annum investment in family preservation, including a dedicated Aboriginal Family Preservation AFP approach developed in partnership and Aboriginal communities. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. We are here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Dindji Country, BBM Bumbaroo Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Too deadly.
Summertime, your voice is calling out your name. The night is dark and not a light inside. Incessant wailing, wailing, 'cause we're back again. The ground of the burning tribe. It makes us proud, so proud, we're gonna make it right. We're not extinct, we're all well and still alive. Reunited to come back to you again. We'll keep the laws and culture and we'll stay alive. Lost in a world that's so reckless. Forgotten tribe in the darkness of your eye. Lost in a world that's so helpless. But there's no fear, we will make it loud and clear. We'll come back home, we'll stay as long as what we want. We will.
Hey, you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416. Black swan, sagera.
Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from Recurry. Coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, BBM 98.7 FM for National Talk Black. All right, Australia's first satellite to mobile text messaging services launches. We're going to catch up with Yarn there with Shana Severitane, Technology Development and Innovation Executive at Telstra. And on the line, we do have Shana. Shana, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Thank you. Where are you based, Shana?
I'm based in Brisbane.
Brisbane, all right, fantastic. So, yeah, we are in the 21st century. Hello, and Australia's first satellite to mobile text message service now launched. So shed some light, please, my friend.
Okay, so, how this satellite to mobile product works is that, number one, you've got to be outside of our mobile network coverage.
Yep.
And when that happens, if you've got a phone that's compatible, it'll start looking, and you've got to be outside, good view of the sky, and the phone will then start scanning, looking for the satellites. And then when it locks onto one of the satellites, and these are SpaceX satellites, that they call Starlink Direct to Cell, you'll see on your phone, on the display on the right-hand side, Telstra SpaceX. So then you'll know that you're connected to the satellite network.
What's the title again? Sorry, Channa?
Sorry?
What's the title again?
Telstra.
Yeah, but when you look at the your phone, it tells you what's the title of the naming of it, sorry?
It's called Telstra SpaceX.
SpaceX, all right, Telstra SpaceX, okay. Once you see that, you're connected, is that right?
You're connected. And then you can either send the text messages or receive them as well. And and you're good to go. Now, it's one thing that in terms of experience, because, the towers as such are satellites in the sky, there's about 500 satellites globally that do this. So sometimes if there's a satellite, straight up above you, when you send the text message, it'll go instantly. But sometimes there could be a delay for over a minute to get a satellite coming up overhead, to jag that. So it's a sort of a slightly intermittent service. And, and over time, SpaceX will put up more satellites and the experience will get better.
Okay.
But, initially, so you send and receive text messages. And at this point in time, we've only released it for one device, the Samsung S25.
If you've got an iPhone, it won't work.
Well, no. In the next few weeks and months, and look, it's before the end of the year, we're going to see more Samsungs. We'll definitely see iPhones coming on, and there'll be others.
Yep.
So we'll start to see the number of supported devices increase. And we'll just update our website with that information as we go. So it's not long to wait. Some people have said, why did you go with one phone? It's just that we did months and months of testing, Trevor, and we went to all parts of remote locations in Australia.
Yes.
And then when we sort of said, right, okay, we got the first phone ready, it's such a, such a good development for regional Aussies who are, who live, outside of mobile coverage. We thought, let's get it out there. Let's launch it.
Exactly.
One device and then add to it as time goes on.
For people out there to find out more information, you got a website they can go to?
Yeah, if you just go to the telstra.com website and then just search for satellite messaging.
Satellite messaging, all right, fantastic. So this is great for people who live remotely.
Yeah, it's fantastic for people who live remotely, people who work or maybe on a remote highway, driving along, you get a flat tire
Fantastic.
Get a text. Get help, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, good. Well, like I said, we are in the 21st century. Hello, long time waiting. Yep. but now we can text my brother.
Yes, you can, absolutely.
All right, good, fantastic. Like I said, you're talking about Samsung at the moment, but within next 3-4 months, we should have iPhone connected as well. Is that right?
Yeah, you'll start to see. So we sort of let Apple make the announcements. Make the announcements, and that'll be coming up, yeah.
Okay, now is this operating anywhere in Australia?
Yeah, so anywhere in mainland Australia and Tasmania.
Yep.
There's only one exception in mainland Australia. There's in WA, there's a what's called a radio quiet zone where we've got, there's a lot of, radio telescopes for deep space astronomy. So that in that area, we're not allowed to transmit to upset the astronomers.
Okay, but gotcha.
Everywhere else is covered, including Tassie.
Good.
Yeah, so we're good to go.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for enlightening us. 21st century, here we are. Shannon, all the best to you, your team. Thank you, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much for having me, Trevor.
Take care, mate. Cheers. Bye-bye. So there we have it. Shannon Severinier. His name is Technology Development and Innovation Executive at Telstra. So Australia's first satellite to mobile text messaging services launched. So here we are remotely. You can launch if you're in trouble, flat tire, what have you, or if you're in a catch-up. With family, you're in the middle of nowhere, you can do a text. At the moment, our Samsung Galaxy S25 series. iPhones will come on board in the next 3-4 months, so stay tuned for that. But now we have communication remotely. So there it is, 21st century. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here at National Talk Black.
Host of angels in the sky. This I say, I know life. Cultural dancing be passed down from generation. Expressing my identity. This is a representation to my land and Coral Sea. Coral Sea, wo-yo-yo-yo. As we strike aim, hit the ground, feel the earthquake beneath your feet. My spirit's filled with strong beliefs, feel the energy. My mala, too good, respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the island. Feel the energy. Strike aim, my mala, too good, respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the island. Stop him! Chup! Wasi him strike him! You play be look feel the energy! Too good! Chup! Wasi him! Yeah! Born today!
This is how we gonna do it!
Mab yo!
Yo! Deplug out energy!
Hit him up!
Masik!
Masik!
Yo! You plug out energy!
You look there, Masik!
Saint Paul!
Saint Paul!
Yo!
plug out energy.
Say bye.
Yo, you plug out energy. Badu. Yo, they plug out energy.
Oh god, there. Wawa.
Danley.
Danley.
Yo, you plug out energy.
Danley.
Daru.
Daru.
Yo, they plug out energy.
Daru. Yeah.
Murray Island.
Murray
Yo,
Island.
You plug out energy.
Wawa style.
Feel the energy.
Strike, yeah. My mama, too good. Respect. Powder. This one power. People are still ya dancing. Warriors from the
Feel
island.
The energy.
Strike, yeah. My mama, too good. Respect. Powder. This one power. People are still ya dancing. Warriors from the island. Yeah. Snap him. Same strike him. Yeah. You play be look yeah.
Feel the energy.
Too good. Awesome.
Yeah.
Born today.
Yeah. Feel the energy. Feel the energy.
This is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Was a time when I couldn't see the future. Wondered what was around the corner when this cold world had nothing to offer. Head down with my face in my hands. Almost died a couple times. That depression had a grip on me, man. Put up with my stress through the darkest of hours. All my nightmares soon became hours. I know it took its toll, but who was to know what the future would hold? My bad habits didn't help. It could have all ended tragic. A rocky tragic road. No one said it would be easy. You made a man out of this mess, and now I thank you dearly. You turned a dark sky from gray to blue. I need to see proof of angels, cause Natty, I've got you. And as the years go by, and our hair turns whiter, and the children grow up, I will stand right beside you till the day that I die. You mean the world to me. That's why I wrote you this song. I want the world to see.
Now we will be together from now to eternity. You gave me your heart when you gave me that ring, and now it's just you and me. Girl, we will be together from now to eternity. I gave you my heart when I gave you that ring, and that was just you and me.
These days we live life to the fullest. Two young sons and a place to call home out here. Still live in the northern suburbs, Sunshine State. Funny how things turned out, life is great. Blue eyes, blue skies, yearly trips to the coast. My main focus these days is to give you the most. I raise a toast to the years and watch them click on by. I see traits of you in our children, brings a tear to my eye. So together we stood, united we prospered. From adolescence misunderstood to two lovers just trying to make it go on what life has to offer. A midwife, a hip-hopper, balancing schedules and juggling your studying. My work, my words, we've come a long way, my dear. This is your moment, go on and turn the music up right here.
We will be together from now to eternity. You gave me your heart when you gave me that ring, and now it's just you and me. Girl, we will be together from now to eternity. I gave you my heart when I gave you that ring, and that was just you and me.
Mirrors of our oral history have
pass your story to the children of tomorrow.
You're strong, Mr.
I can't sit here and stare in sorrow. There is over oral history. Pass your story to the children of tomorrow. Stand them in good stead so they will follow.
Sing strong.
Not just the man who knocked the moor, came Milan. Melbourne, no like, no mic, no like, no mic.